Nidorim Yerushalmi, corresponding to Nidorim Bavli, Daf Pehei. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Ches, Lamed Aleph, and the Mishnah of Halacha Dalet. Rainim Sheni Oisa al Pi Abba, Val Pi Avicha, Val Pi Achi, Val Pi Achicha, Eino Yochel Lafer. If a woman forbade to her father, father-in-law, brother or brother-in-law, what she'll earn, a husband cannot annul the vow. She Eini Oisa al Picha, Eino Yisarech Lafer. If she forbade her earnings to her husband, you need not annul because the vow is void anyway. Rekiva says he should annul it lest she earn more than is proper, means it was required for him to receive. Yechiminui says he should annul it lest he divorce her and she'll be forbidden to return to him. Gemara says, Taman Tanin and Hamagdish Masi the Ishtoi Hariza Oise Boicheles. The Gemara brings a Mishnah, one who was magdish his wife's earnings, she works and eats. Amaisa, Udmeh Oimeh, Hekdish, Rabbi Yochan, Hasadla Oimeh, Chulin. The excess, Udmeh says it's Hekdish, and Rabbi Yochan Hasadla says it is Chulin. Rishim Menlokish Oimeh, the Moisa, Chamesh Slaim, Pligin. Rishokish says they argue about a wife who spins and produces more than 5 slime, which is more than her quota. Rav Lakish explains that he feeds her, but that does not give to her ma'a kesev, which means a sixth of a dinar each week for her needs. And we have a mission that teaches that if he does not give to her ma'a kesev for her needs, her earnings are hers. This is like with Meir, who holds that he receives her basic earnings in exchange for ma'a kesev, and her excess earnings in exchange for feeding her. Rabbi Yochanan Sattler says that he gets basic earnings for feeding her and for Mar Kesev, and her excess earnings are always hers. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, B'moisa, La'acha Misa Pligen. Rabbi Yochanan says they argue about her excess after death. Du'patala b'she'ina ma'ala la'mazoynes, ava ma'ala la'mazoynes, du'be'akol hekdesh. Rabbi Yochanan explains that he does not feed her, therefore he has no rights to her earnings in her lifetime, but if he feeds her, all agree that it became hekdesh. It's just saying, Rabbi Meir Oimer, Eino Yisarech Lafer, Rabbi Yochanan Sadla Oimer, Shela, Rabbi Kiva Oimer, Shela, Rabbi Yochanan Oimer, Shelai. Our Mishnah discusses when he feeds her. The Meir holds that all of her earnings are his, so he need not annul, like the first Tanna. Rabbi Yochanan Sadla holds that her excess earnings are hers, just like Rabbi Kiva holds that they are hers, and therefore he annuls due to excess earnings. And Rabbi Yochanan Oimer holds that even her excess earnings are his, therefore, he annuls only due to after divorce. Rabbi Akiva Oimer Yafer, Mishnah says Rabbi Akiva says he annuls. Rabbi Abba Besha Asa Masiyader Melaseis Ad Hei Slaim Hu Koyfer. Nikam Be'elach Ena Koyfer. Shemeshayin Shemetase Yese Benimsenen Mina Issa. Nifam Kain Rabbi Akiva Oimer Yafer Shaloi. Rabbi Abba says that when she forbade her earnings, he can force her to produce only until 5 slime from there and above, he cannot force her, so her vow takes effect, and he fears lest he benefit from Issa, therefore the keeper says that he annuls, even though her basic earnings are his. Rabbi Lot says that it's possible for her to produce exactly 5 slime. Until 5 slime, he forces her, and from here and above, he cannot force her, so why must he annul? The answer is he fears lest she produce mashu any amount extra, and it turns out that he benefits from Issa. And therefore the keeper says that he annuls his Amabila, time of the Yochanan Menui, Shmetech Shoydas, Shem Megarsha, Haya Asur, Lachzolai, Vash Maknisasai, Shse Enoi, Megarsha. Abila answers that the Yochanan Menui's reason is that since she knows but if he divorces her, it's forbidden for her to return to him. She even provokes him, and he does not divorce her. Therefore, this is between him and her. He annuls, and she fears to provoke him, lest he divorce her.